And that was Taylor Vittick. We're getting a little preview of her performance this evening. And I want to welcome Taylor Vittick to Juno Afternoon. How are you doing, Taylor? I know that it has been a big struggle in the last year with COVID, having those opportunities to have a live performance.
Yeah, it's been tough. I've missed it. I also, though, have to feel thankful. It's given me more time than I've ever had before to write and to play my guitar. And it's given me a lot of time to, I don't know, dream and scheme, I suppose. So when I occasionally am gifted an outlet to, you know, share some of that, it's all the more exciting.
Well, I was perusing YouTube, the channel, and you've got quite a few things up there, but it almost seems like you're making a jest at the COVID restrictions. We see you in different locations. So have you composed a series of COVID songs?
I have composed a couple of things that I think tie into the themes of the year, that is for sure. More than making jest at it, it's been nice to take advantage of the surprise locations that are often more populated than they are right now. And so getting to, you know, sing a song in a covered area that usually has people in it or has tourism passing through it, and to get to create something there that doesn't usually get to exist, if that makes sense.
So give us some examples of your COVID locations on YouTube.
My COVID locations, that's fair. I got to spend some time at the Jorgensen House the month of June. I was their first ever artist in residence, and that was only possible because people were not traveling. They had vacancy. So I got to live there for the month of June and just write and exist and take in that beautiful space. My first couple weeks back in town last March, I went out on the Juno waterfront just past the new Seawalk that they've got there. And I kind of figured like, oh, I bet there's not as much traffic right now because all businesses are closed. So I like to think I was able to record a cover of Bill Withers' Grandma's Hands on the water there because there was less noise, road traffic coming in. Tonight I'll be performing from a bit of a surprise location that is possible due to COVID. And then out at the Treadwell Mine area, singing in that space with the Juno Queens, the lady a cappella group that I've been singing with over Folk Fest, all over Juno, really. It's been fun.
Well, Taylor, I'll say one thing I'm learning about you. You're always full of surprises. So Perseverance Theater is sponsoring tonight's concert. How does it work?
Yeah, so this is their Perseverance's People Power Concert. They've done this series before, so they're just getting it started again. So it'll be me and Rebecca Hastings tonight. You can buy tickets straight from Perseverance Theater. They're streaming it online. They'll be hosting, and then they'll say, all right, we're going to turn it over to Taylor, and I'll have my device up where I'm playing and stream directly from there. And then I'll pass it back to them, and they'll send it up to Rebecca, who's actually performing out of Anchorage. She's an incredible musician up there that I did not know about until this concert, which is so fun to get to watch people that don't necessarily live in the place that we are. So they're feeling for this as they want it to be like a living room concert, you know, like invite people in and tell them some stories. And that is my favorite way to perform. So I'm very excited for tonight. It's at 7:30.
So this is kind of like a hybrid live online event, because you know, normally we have live events in a venue like a restaurant or a bar. So this is kind of different.
Yeah.
Were you expecting to have this kind of an opportunity?
You know, I helped put on the show From Juno with Love. I got to talk to you about that last month. And it was really cool. One of my favorite comments that we got was from a gal who emailed us back and said, "Hey, I have mobility issues. I'm in my 60s. And were it not for this type of a show, this online platform, I never would have gotten to take in the art that I got to see tonight." So it's fun to know that this is making performance accessible in a way that it is not necessarily in a venue, in a traditional venue. So it's hard to not be in a room with people and to not have that immediate feedback, but to know that we're able to reach a little bit further because we are doing it online makes it all the more bearable.
And so real quick, where do you go online to catch this big event?
Yeah, so it's on Perseverance Theater's website, which I believe is ptalaska.org. You'll see a picture of my face and Rebecca Hastings. It's the Perseverance People Power Concert. Click on that. You can buy tickets directly from there. It's pay as you can, which is also awesome. If you only have a few bucks to throw that direction, that's fine. And if you've got a lot, by all means, support the arts as much as you can. And they suggest you buy your ticket before 7:15 tonight, just to make sure you're all set by the start time at 7:30.
All right. Well, we have to go now, but thank you very much for joining us. Taylor Vedic, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you.